your existence with the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Halloween is upon us. We have a poll, we being Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Roberta Fasanelli. The poll today, what time does trick-or-treating start in your neighborhood? A, as soon as the children get home from school. B, around sunset. C, after dinner. D, between 6 and 7 p.m. E, between 7 and 8 p.m. F, I don't know. And then over on the poll results from yesterday, we asked what kind of a costume were you planning to wear for the Halloween events. See where we went with that. 19% said, I'm not planning to dress up for Halloween. 18% of you who answered the poll at DougSteffen.com said sexy. Let's
Ooh,
see here.
That's
every
Jennifer.
Halloween costume
that's Jennifer.
Is sexy now.
17% said scary. Let's see. 12% said celebrity. 13% said superhero. 11% said political. All right, we have lots of masks and outfits and
zombies.
I would like to file a complaint against the sexy costume.
A complaint.
I want to be a sexy zombie.
They sexy have that. Zombie. They have sexy corn on the cob. Now, believe me, I know corn on the cob can be sexy. It's delicious. But really?
I saw a zombie hot dog costume. That was hilarious.
See, that's funny. I don't know. I just get sick of seeing like these.
So
I mean,
sexy.
Oh,
zombie
everything
hot
is
dog.
Just weird and
a sexy zombie hot dog.
Mm-hmm. You could.
Good Lord.
They made a sexy piece of pizza.
Really?
This year. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like short and got pepperoni.
Show me your
on
pepperoni
it.
And I'll show you my cheese.
This is bad.
Good Lord.
Like everything has to be sexy, really?
All right, so Roberta has the update on the new age limits for buying smokes in New York City as a New Yorker. What's the bottom line?
Well, so the New York City Council, they voted last night to approve a law that will raise the age to 21 to purchase any tobacco products. And it's extremely likely that Bloomberg will sign it because he's been really against the whole smoking thing. So New York is now the largest city to have an age limit of 21. In fact, Needham, Massachusetts, Doug, which is right near you,
Needham,
right?
Yep, right up the street.
Yeah, they raised the age to 21 in 2005.
Really? Well, that's progressive, so, I guess some people think. Do you think that keeps people from buying the stuff? Maybe from buying, not necessarily from getting. How do 14-year-olds begin to smoke? They steal them from their parents. Get them from older friends. How mm-hmm. does it? Who is it that comes around and says to somebody, "Here, I've got a cigarette. Why don't you try to smoke it?"
Usually like a friend, or kids will see their parents doing it, and they might sneak one. I did that
peer
one.
Peer pressure too. Really? You know, it's mm-hmm. peer pressure.
Yeah. All right, so that's that reality in New York City. Meanwhile,
and
if you're following...
I think it's great. I think it's fantastic.
Yeah, I do
but a
too.
Lot of people
really?
Say, you know, if you're 18 and you're a legal adult, then you should have that option.
You should be able to. If you're going to war, you should be able to buy a pack of
that's,
cigarettes.
You know what? That's
yeah,
the
but if the drinking age is 21, then this
if you're old enough to go to
too.
War, that's
don't,
what...
You of all people who doesn't like government intervention in your life, Doug.
I don't.
I mean, why would you care then about
a
21-year-old...
I want education.
Year old?
I want people
Absolutely.
To be educated...
Me too, but
...as to the vagaries of smoking. What I'd like to do is travel around the country with the piece of my mother's lung that was given to us when
that
she died.
Work.
My mother died
Did they really?
From emphysema at the age of 50 in 1971. And when she died, doctor brought us out a piece of what looked like a burnt sponge.
Oh, my goodness.
And he
goodness.
Said, here, this is a picture. This is your mother's lung.
Oh,
and
my goodness.
If you saw that, you would never... Ever. Anybody who had a pea for a brain would never touch a cigarette or anything that you inhaled
you.
Into your body.
I'm surprised that they're legal. Frankly, I'm surprised the cigarettes are legal.
That really is amazing.
Like
you
the
have
FDA,
this whole
you know,
law about marijuana,
things.
For God's
yeah.
sakes.
But isn't it more about education? I mean, you just talked about
it
education,
is.
Doug. It's more about education and about talking to kids and maybe trying to pressure Hollywood into making cigarettes look so glamorous.
The tobacco industry is so entrenched. Their lobbyists are so prevalent in Washington. Anytime anybody... why do you think health education was drummed out of schools in most parts of this country? Because, in fact, there were parts of it that were aimed at teaching children about what happens when you take drugs, what happens when you smoke, what happens when you drink. All the legal drugs, tobacco, alcohol, all of their lobbyists went to the Department of Education and said, hey, you know what, you really shouldn't be funding this. So they go to the politicians. The politicians then go to the Department of Education because the Department of Education, those bureaucrats, they don't care who's funding campaigns. But you can be sure that all the people, especially in the states like Virginia and other big tobacco states, the Carolinas, where they're growing lots and lots of tobacco, they have P. Lorillard, and they have R.J. Reynolds, and they have these other tobacco manufacturers. Go through Richmond, Virginia, and you tell me who you think runs that town.
Exactly.
So under the circumstances, they get their lobbyists to go pound away at congressmen. Congressmen go to the bureaucrats and say, well, you know what, we're not going to approve your budget if you keep in there education money teaching kids or anybody about the vagaries of smoking. That's how it happens. Mm-hmm. That's the way it is.
But Jen, what do you think about the drinking age being 21? So why should
18
tobacco?
I think honestly, the age limits don't bother me. I don't even know that we need to have restrictions.
It's education.
Anymore. It's all about education. It's all about personal responsibility.
I mean, in the best of all possible worlds, yes.
Believe me, if crack were on sale and I could buy it at 21, I still want it because I know that crack is whack.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Crack is whack.
Well, I've always maintained that they have it backwards. The whole thing about raising the drinking age was because of teenage drunk driving. So just bring the drinking age back to 18 and bring the driving age to 21.
If you expose your children responsibly to a glass of wine here and there, if you actually teach your kids how to be responsible drinkers, I think you actually do them a better service than if you just made it taboo.
Both my girls, from the time they were young children, were allowed to have a sip of wine or a sip of beer. And, in fact, I remember being 3-4 years old at the Sunday table, and I had one of those little tiny, like, cordial glasses, and they used to put, like, a drop of wine and fill it up with water, so the water was basically colored, and that was my wine glass so that I could participate in the meal. And you know me, Doug. I'm like you. I mean, if I have a half a glass of wine, that's a rarity.
Yeah, right, it doesn't work.
And I was a barkeep. I was a terrible barkeep. I would send people home. Something better to do.
Barkeep says, get out of here.
Sit here and drink all night, you know? That's the thing when you make it so prohibited. But, you know, that's the best of all possible worlds.
Yep.
And we don't live in the best of all possible worlds.
We don't. We would like to. This should be utopia. Heaven on earth. That's what America was set up to be. Heaven on earth. Look at what it's becoming. All right. We have a global wine shortage that Jennifer is going to update us on.
Oh, maybe we can have Dr.
We don't have any wine.
Fat in your, oh, that's right. Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken. That's right. I forgot about Dr. Ken. He'll be here in 60 seconds here on Good Day.
Get it started.
I own 3 coffee shops, so you never have to say, perk up. But I just discovered the new services center at OfficeMax. Their team designed our new logo, helped set up our website, and printed our signs, banners, and pastry menus on time and on budget. It's so energizing. And I'm drinking decaf.
Get special introductory offers now at the new OfficeMax Services Center. You'll find over 60 print services. Learn more in-store or at officemax.com/services.
We've all experienced it. That moment when your mind is focused and you feel like you can accomplish anything. That moment now comes in a bottle. Introducing No Dose Energy Shots, the shot that provides hours of energy to power your mind. Just what you'd expect from the No Dose brand, a trusted leader in mental alertness for 50 years. New No Dose Energy Shots, a sharper you awaits inside. Only at Walmart. Go to walmart.com for a $2 coupon.
Use this caffeine supplement as directed for adults only. Limit use of other caffeine sources.
Time now for a visit from Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day with his house call information that is filtering through the medical world, brought to you in part by the folks who present to you a way to clean up your teeth and help clean your mouth, power swabs. Info coming up first, Dr. Ken. Looks like there's a lot of new information in your specialty. Dr. Ken is a well-known cardiologist practicing at the Lake Cardiology Unit in Mount Dora, Florida. Gradual heart attack pain. What does that mean according to the new research?
Doug, this is out of the Journal of the Emergency Medicine Journal in the last week or two. Those with slow symptoms on the onset of thinking that you have a heart issue tend to wait 3.5 hours before going to the hospital compared to 2 hours for those whose symptoms come on fast. And the amazing thing is that among people who actually die from heart attacks, the number one killer of Americans, about half do so within an hour of having their first symptoms and before they reach the hospital. So if you or a friend or family member has chest pain, pressure, or discomfort or related symptoms such as shortness of breath, cold sweats, or pain in the shoulders or arms, you should call emergency medical services immediately. And the tip is, anyone who experiences any of these symptoms that do not resolve after 15 minutes of rest should call an ambulance and go straight to the emergency room. And women, they get unexplained fatigue much more often, like guys get chest discomfort.
All right, and the problem is it mandates or manifests, rather, differently in women than it does in men, as you're suggesting there. Next
Absolutely.
Up, liver problems in children on the rise. Why would that be?
Well, because of the obesity epidemic. There's a type of liver disease once thought to afflict primarily adult alcoholics. It appears to be rampant in children. 1 in 10 children in America, more than 7 million, are thought to have this. The condition, which normally the rust-colored organ, the liver, becomes bloated and discolored by yellowish fat cells, Doug, has become so common in non-drinkers that it has been dubbed non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. The treatment is just losing weight, diet, and exercise. And this is a very common problem, and it can lead to serious liver issues.
Didn't you tell me I had a little fat deposit on one of my liver one day?
You did, but you had normal liver functions, fortunately.
Yeah. It is also prevalent in cows. We've had cows die of fatty liver disease.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's nothing to fool with by any stretch, but it's raw. It's rare, isn't it?
Not in humans.
Really?
And not in children. 1 in 10 kids have this. And it's related to the obesity epidemic, but it's not found only exclusively in
fat
and obese kids.
I had fatty liver, and I'm not fat.
Well, it also has a genetic and environment component, and it's being actively studied because there are people like yourself who have it without obesity, and this is an area of great intense research.
People asking this week whether or not we've reached the end of antibiotics. Why would they be asking that question?
Well, humans and livestock, Doug, have been over-medicated to such a degree that bacteria are now resistant to antibiotics. These bacteria, they constantly evolve and develop resistance. Overuse and misuse of antibiotics is a big problem. So if you're prescribed an antibiotic, make sure you finish it to get rid of the bug. And if the doctor says you don't need an antibiotic, don't demand one.
All right, if you want a brighter, whiter smile in 5 minutes, Dr. Ken has suggestions on what to try.
Every day, people are setting goals to change their bodies, better their minds, and improve their confidence. Self-improvement, it is in, and I'd like to set a new goal for you to improve your life by whitening your smile, because it's never been easier. It's time you try Power Swabs, the world's first tooth detergent, clinically proven to whiten teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. A breakthrough patented ingredient in Power Swabs, it penetrates deep within tooth enamel for ultimate stain removal and whitening results. Power Swabs, it works on all teeth surfaces, including caps, crowns, veneers, and bonding, whitening teeth with little to no tooth sensitivity. So if you tend to set your goals high, give yourself a break. Get your smile stain-free and ultra-white super fast with Power Swabs. It's the world's most advanced teeth whitening system. Try it today, risk-free today.
Dial 800-867-4089. That's 800-867-4089. Call, mention Dr. Ken Kronhaus's name, or just say, Dr. Ken told me to call. You'll get free shipping and a free stain-out quick stick that helps to keep your teeth white and shiny, glossy. You got a big date, you got an appointment, you have to go for a job interview. This is perfect for a refreshing look in your mouth. People want to see your smile, so get the Power Swabs cure for the yellowness and stained on your teeth, 800-867-4089. And again, you get free shipping and the stain-out quick stick. Mention Dr. Ken's name. Dialing for Power Swabs, 800-867-4089. Thanks to Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who always has his fingers on the pulse when it comes to the medical world.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000 1,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Alright, wait a minute, Michael. You can't start it like that unless I introduce the song and also tell everybody what I'm going to do. This is an annual event here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
And someone was crazy enough to call in and request it,
by
the way.
I wanted to remind us. I might have forgotten to do this, actually.
Darn it.
What happens every year at this time, Richie usually sets me up for this. There's a local fellow from Boston whose name was Bobby Pickett. Wait, Michael, will you stop? I'm not ready yet. The essence of this song goes back to the time when I was a disc jockey.
He's a performer, Michael.
I'm going to sing. Everybody wants me to sing along or sort of mouth the words. They're not really singing.
Everyone is a strong word.
Well, some people. Why? There's a tradition, anyway, of me singing along or going along with Bobby Boris Pickett, the Crypt Kicker 5, and the Monster Mash. All right, now you can start it, Michael.
Now, okay.
Now you can. My monster from his right, let's go at the beginning. At the beginning of the song.
Not going
well. There we go. All right, much better. Okay. Third try is always the best. Are we ready? There we go. Everybody, I was working in the lab late one night.
I was working in the lab late one night.
When my eyes beheld an eerie sight. When my monster from the slab began to rise. And suddenly, to my surprise, he did the mash. He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash
from my laboratory in the castle east,
the master bedroom where the vampires feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get a jolt from my electrodes.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
Zombies
were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rockin' all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were out to arrive with the vocal group and their Crypt Kicker 5. They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Drax's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. He opened the lid and shook his fist and said, "Whatever happened to my punchable fist?"
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
and it's a graveyard smash.
It's Java Mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's Java Mash.
It's now the Monster Mash. Everyone's cool tracks a part of the band. And my Monster Mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Morris sent you. Then you can Monster Mash. And do my graveyard smash. You'll catch on in a flash. And you can Monster Mash.
I don't know how many years I've done that. This is the 26th year of the Good Day program. I'm guessing that I might have done that probably 26 times. Silly stuff. Meanwhile, Roberta would like us to play Werewolves in London.
Ow!
I don't think there are any vampire.
Ow!
Are there any vampire songs? Vampire.
There has to be a vampire song.
What's the difference between a vampire and a
zombie songs?
Werewolf.
A werewolf is a wolf. A vampire is a person.
Really?
Well, a werewolf is a person who turns into a wolf at the full moon.
That's
a vampire is the undead. It's somebody, you know, who is like life eternal because they've resurrected. Like
28 passed on Good Day.
Humans suck up to Dracula.
The jokes, the great movies, the cheap movies. That character just endures.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. It feels like that undead night owl has been around forever, but he was conceived in 1897. His creator was Bram Stoker.
He would have seen the success of vampires in a show called The Vampire by an Irish playwright named Dion Boucicault.
Up until then, Stoker wrote children's stories. Biographer Jim Steinmeier.
Vampires paid the bills. Dracula was a great name, and he knew that it was the name of a Romanian ruler, and he acquired it. He noted very carefully the books that he was using for research. What he didn't know was the bloody, controversial history of that ruler.
A scary human being who thankfully has stayed dead. Steinmeier's book is Who Was Dracula? Bram Stoker's Trail of Blood. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
You know Sears Auto Center offers complete car care, but did you know we also carry convenience? We've got tons of it. Online scheduling, weekend appointments, text updates, and convenient deals, too. Right now, get up to $160 by mail-in rebate when you buy 4 eligible Goodyear or Dunlop tires with your Sears card. And get an oil change for just $17.99 with coupon. Come to Sears Auto Center for complete car care. Hassles not included. Sears, where better happens. Rebate ranges from $40 to $80. Ends 11/23. Oil change coupon ends 11/2. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Little Jack Horner sat in a corner of his ransacked apartment, wondering what kind of nitwit steals a futon. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped him with renter's insurance, and he got full replacement. Unfortunately, little Jack Horner had to have his stomach pumped when he ate a six-month-old Christmas pie. Visit geico.com to see how a...
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Not all protein powders are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full-spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life-building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps lose body fat, supports excellent blood sugar levels, excellent for building muscle, increases in energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, energy for exercise and recovery. Who's it for? Anyone wanting to feel healthy and have energy. Busy people, office workers, growing children, students, teachers, seniors, people recovering from illness, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
I'm Doug Stephan Dudley. To the family and friends, Roberta Fasanelli is here, Ken Kessler, Jennifer Horn, all with one thing in mind, and that is to keep you up to date with what's going on in the world. Sometimes a twist or two in the road comes about as someone tries to inject their so-called sense of humor into the important stories of the day, if you can imagine anything that outrageous. Dr. Joy Brown is going to help us in a few minutes understand education. I want to talk about what it takes to make a good teacher. And are you? Do you have the makings of a good teacher? Parents need to be good teachers. We all have influence that we don't even realize when it comes to the children that are around us. Anybody who's young that looks up to, I have some people working on the farm with me here, and they look up to me as a mentor, somebody who knows what to do. They want to learn about the culture of animals. And I will tell you, I've been around cows all my life, and I still learn every day about what these wonderful creatures can do. And so I have a lot of thirst for education. Lately, I've wanted, there are, maybe Halloween brings us around to the focus. There are animal psychics, you know, horse psychics, cow psychics, people who can connect the animal world to you if you have animals. As a matter of fact, Lisa Lano, who's our localized focus when it comes to psychics. She's the official psychic of the Good Day program. You go to her website, Lisa M. Lano, L-A-N-N-O, and she connects a lot of people with their dogs here and in the beyond. It's not impossible, and frankly, it's something that is very intriguing. So anyway, it's one of the aspects of being connected in a way, and I like to connect it to all kinds of things that may be of the here and now, and maybe things that are not quite of the here and now. The news today, including a story at DougStephan.com, about the world shortage of wine. In France, there's a problem, and
what?
Apparently Morgan Stanley is doing some research on this. The shortage is getting worse, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
Global supply for wine already has been... It's
you want to know
like
why?
Oil business. There doesn't seem to be enough gas and oil to go around. Yeah, I do want to know. We have a story.
Well, let me tell
this.
You.
Jen is a sommelier.
I am a sommelier.
Sommelier.
Yeah.
Well, you know how we like to blame China for everything in the U.S.?
Sure. Right.
Well, we get to do it in the wine business, too.
Wow.
We blame China because turns out the Asian market, they're kind of label snobs. So they want the biggest, best, most expensive bottles of wine. Yeah. They buy them from France. That's typically where they're coming from. And they send them over, and it's caused a shortage. It's also caused all the prices in the wine industry to go up because now everybody can charge more because there's just it's supply and demand. Mm-hmm. So blame China because they're sucking up all the wine that the rest of us used to enjoy.
Apparently, the U.S. also has been drinking more. The U.S. guzzles 12% of the world's wine.
We typically drink our own wine a lot here in the States.
We have it over at the California wine.
We drink a lot of California wine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, apparently, the Chinese
wine produced here
are sucking about 5%. What did you ask?
The other else is
California is the big
US.
Wine growing region in the States.
I know New York does some wine.
Upstate New York. There's some in North Carolina, some in Virginia. I mean, they're really, these little wine regions are popping up everywhere.
Yeah. Well, you have to have the difference. The reason it tastes different is because different parts of the country and around the world have different qualities to the soil.
It's soil. Yeah, it comes into soil. And with grapes, you want to have, the reason it grows really well in California, especially up in Northern California, is grapes really love hot days, and then they love really cool nights. So that coastal area, you know, you about 30, 40 miles from the ocean, you get really hot days, but then that sea breeze starts to come in. It cools everything off at night.
So it's wine titillation areas.
It is.
All right. Also,
in Oregon and Washington, those are huge, making great wines. I forgot about that.
Oregon.
Yeah.
There's a thread of conversation in the chat room about fat. And I wondered how we were dealing with Kenny and Jennifer.
This story has been all over social media today.
Really?
And then I just was kind of doing a little research. You know, I kind of ignored it when I saw it on Facebook, thinking it could have been a joke.
Mm-hmm.
But, oh, no, it's not. Instead of giving out candy to kids, there's a lady specifically in Fargo, North Dakota, who said that she's going to give out an obese letter instead.
Really?
It says, I think your child is moderately obese, in my opinion, and should not be consuming sugar and treats to the extent of some children this holiday season. And my hope is that you will step up as a parent and ration candy this Halloween and not allow your child to continue these unhealthy eating habits.
Really?
Yeah.
What would you
do if your kid got one of these letters?
I would send back to the lady
crazy.
Or who put it in. I would send in the story about the deep-fried Twinkie burger that is now being sold. This started in Philadelphia, according to the story that we have today at DougStephan.com. Remember, Philadelphia is the same place that brought us the deep-fried lasagna burger and the bacon taco burger. Just released a new over-the-top line of sandwiches, including the deep-fried Twinkie burger, beef and pork belly patty, topped with American cheese and crispy bacon, placed between two patties made with deep-fried Twinkies. The restaurant is called PYT. Manager of the restaurant, Malcolm Kenyatta, said we've become famous for our strange and potentially heart-stopping burgers. So here's a new one, a different burger. We come up with a new one every week or so. And so this past Sunday, the Twinkie burger was developed for the first time, or at least sold for the first time. Deep frying Twinkies. My God, what an... Pork, cheese, beef, and some kind of really sweet flavor, flavoring for it. Ah! My God, who wouldn't want to eat that?
You get fries with that, you think?
I think so. That's going to help the fat in the can deal, that's for sure. All right, so in a moment, let's see what we have Dr. Joy Brown. And I think we do need, this is all part, we're having fun with that stuff, but you know what, talking about smoking that we were focused on earlier and eating habits and that sort of thing, how do children pick up their eating habits? Usually if you see a heavy child, it's because the parents are heavy. You've noticed that?
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time, if the parents are overweight, the children are overweight.
Yep.
I'll never forget being in a restaurant in an airport, a couple of really overweight parents sitting down, and the father had two big Max. The mother was eating two Taco Bell sandwiches, and they both had two bags of fries. Now, what do you think the child who's sitting there with them is going to eat, and what's he going to look like? And why don't people think about that? Why? How are people that oblivious in terms of that, you know, eating that way? It just seems to me kind of, it seems selfish in a sense, but it also shows a complete lack of interest in one's body, and that's part of education. All right, so let's ring that through the bell with Dr. Joy Brown, who will join us next here on Good Day.
Want an easy-to-install floor at an easy-to-save price? Then get to Lumber Liquidators, because we've got all easy-click floors on sale in over 110 varieties. All laminate flooring is 20% off. Plus, get easy-click hardwood, easy-click bamboo, and more for up to 58% less than comparable floors at big box stores. Better yet, all Morningstar bamboo and Tranquility vinyl floors are on sale. And get special financing. Better get clicking. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your local store today.
After teaching chemistry all day, I catch my share of colds. And as a parent, I choose the fast, effective relief of new Zefrex D. It's got pseudoephedrine, the decongestant pharmacists trust most with or without a prescription. Only Zefrex D goes to work in as little as 30 minutes with an advanced formulation that's highly resistant to meth abuse. Ask behind the counter for new Zefrex D with the decongestant pharmacists trust most and the formula our communities can trust too.
Use as directed.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. Today we're going to talk about choking. We're going to talk about choking at the end of a game. And when you heard that, were you able to relate to that? Were you able to relate to the times that you were just so close to achieving victory? And all of a sudden, a word crept into your mind, and an idea crept into your mind. And the idea said, I hope I don't choke. And guess what? You did. Now, when I say to you choking at the end of a game, have you ever thought about the other guy choking? Probably not, because we internalize everything. For now on, number one, I don't even want you to think about you choking, but I want you to think about the other guy choking. I want you to think about you at the very last moment. When it really counts, you get out there. You perform your best. You intimidate others. You conquer. You control. You grasp that opportunity, and you visualize you as the winner. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $18 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-887-7372. That's 1-800-887-7372. Call 1-800-887-7372.
You know Sears Auto Center offers complete car care, but did you know we also carry convenience? We've got tons of it. Online scheduling, weekend appointments, text updates, and convenient deals, too. Right now, get up to $160 by mail-in rebate when you buy four eligible Goodyear or Dunlop tires with your Sears card. And get an oil change for just $17.99 with coupon. Come to Sears Auto Center for complete car care. Hassles not included. Sears, where better happens. Rebate ranges from $40 to $80. Ends 11/23. Oil change coupon ends 11/2. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Dr. Joy Brown joins us now, 16 before the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program, running down some of the things that are a part of our conversation that may have a little different twist, the esoteric side of things. Dr. Joy is on the air every day, has been for years, noontime to 3 East Coast time. You can join her by dialing into any of the hundreds of radio stations that she's on, or you can go to her website, Joy Brown. It's Dr. Joy. Isn't it? What is your website now that I'm thinking about it? I thought I knew what it was.
Yeah, drjoy.com.
That's right. drjoy.com. All right. And you can call 855-99-DR-JOY to be in touch with her as well. So all kinds of ways of being in touch with Dr. Joy Brown. The story of Halloween and people getting excited about things that seemingly either scare people or hurt people. Why are we so fascinated as human beings with things that hurt us or scare us? Or both?
Because they're out of our control.
And, I mean, that's probably as old as people hanging out around the campfire or watching an eclipse or having a saber-toothed tiger jump out of the bushes at them. That, you know, that we have an awareness of what we are able to control and what we're not. And that which we're able to control, we tend to. And that which we can't scares the living daylights out of us.
Really?
Which I think is true. Yeah, don't you?
Power, I guess, as much as anything else. Control is a very interesting concept. It's an interesting word, the way it's used, because there are a lot. We all know people who want to. The world is full of politicians, for example, who thrive on control. But there are a lot of people who do it for protection, as I think you were just suggesting, people.
Yeah. Let me add one other thing to the mix, which is really helpful to hear you kind of feedback on me, which is also predictable. We don't necessarily need to be able to control it, but if we have the sense that we know what's going to happen next, which isn't the same as control, but it's predictability. And so things that are unpredictable, and you could maybe make the argument that, well, there are good things that happen that we can't control and that are unpredictable. But those tend, I mean, even surprise parties, if you think about it, human beings are homeostatic. We really like to know that there's a sameness, but unfamiliarity. You know, there's this great experiment that was done in the 1920s in Germany, where all the great experiments were done. Don't go there. We're not talking about human experiment.
Right.
We're talking about sort of reasonable human beings. And they do this really cool thing. Which is they took a baby who was old enough to crawl, and they put a see-through bridge. It wasn't plexiglass because they didn't have plexiglass then, but think plexiglass or acrylic. The baby would not cross from one side to the other, would not do it because they could see down. There seemed to be a void there. When they covered that bridge with anything, with paper, colored it, baby happily wandered across it. So the idea being, venturing out into the unknown is something that we are basically unwilling to do.
Mm.
And you can argue, well, there's some people who do it. They go into space, or they'll dive deep into the ocean, or they'll go into a relationship. But presumably those people have had, number one, some training, some sense that they do, so they can predict what's going to happen, and some sense, if not a control, at least some ability to deal, that there is something that they know about it, and they feel that they can deal with whatever shows up. And sometimes they can, and sometimes they climb Everest and freeze to death.
Mm. You know, we also have been talking, Joy, we have Dr. Joy Brown with us here on Good Day, about educating people or just what happens if we're exposed to what our parents are doing or people that we care about, we're close to, things like smoking, drinking, eating too much. People wonder how it is that these things go on generationally from one group to the next to the next. And I thought maybe you'd like to deal with the psychology of that and how we learn from watching others.
Well, I think you're right. It's interesting. We actually did a discussion yesterday on the program about spanking. And somebody called up, because it's illegal to spank in 30 countries in the world, the United States not being one of them. Sweden was the first. It's been about 34, almost 35 years since they instituted a law that said it's illegal to spank a child. So we just asked people about it. And one of the people who called up said, well, if that's child abuse, then what about smoking and drinking? And I think the answer to all three of those behaviors, which I think most of us would view as at least questionable, is exactly what you and I were just talking about, which is familiar. But it's what we know. It's what's been passed down to us. And we may not evaluate the same light as the people who did when they began the behavior. For example, Ronald Reagan is famous for being in an ad playing a doctor that's saying smoking is really healthy for you. It's, right. You know, doctors recommend smoking.
Yeah.
I think it was Lucky Strike. But
mm-hmm.
So the idea is the familiar, even when it's not necessarily positive, is still on some level more comfortable than the unfamiliar.
So then how do you break that? How do you change it, that habit?
Well, you do exactly what we're talking about, is you evaluate it. And what I was trying to have people do about spanking was not necessarily, learn that they're congressmen, or they're, although they could, but to just think about what they were doing and why they were doing it, and at what age do you stop, and do you do it in anger, and you know, what's the difference between assault? If you spank your next-door neighbor, you're going to go to jail. If you spank your kid, that's okay. Watch it, guys. I know.
All right.
See, this is my take on Halloween.
Yeah, right. We've done that. The work is over. Dr. Joy Brown, drjoy.com.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of 2 families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Are you someone who forges your own trail? Are you a pioneer with the need to homestead your self-reliant entrepreneur spirit? If so, RF Bunker has a franchise opportunity for you. RF Bunker is the fastest growing emergency and survival retail store in the United States. RF Bunker franchise opportunities are leading the way for business-minded heroes seeking adventure in owning and operating their own emergency supply and survival store. Visit rfbunker.com or call 866-623-2932. This offer is not being directed to any resident of the register-required states.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Us and you will see. This our town of Halloween. This is Halloween. This is Halloween.
This has to be I don't know this. It's another Danny Elfman tune. This is Halloween from the Nightmare Before Christmas, which was the big Halloween movie during the year 1993. So I'm wondering, Chuck Curry, if this was animated or was this a real movie?
It's a special type of it. It's what you call a stop motion animation.
What does that mean?
It's not cartoon animation, but it's sort of like puppeteer type animation. It's not a live action movie.
Huh.
Yeah. So
all right.
It's the interesting thing is it's sort of a Halloween and Christmas movie combined.
Great.
So.
That's over there. Merry Christmas and Happy Halloween.
Exactly.
People are crazy. Get great imaginations, though. All right, so Chuck Curry has presented us with an opportunity for you to identify a movie, and then he's going to give us some movie news, actually listing the top 5 horror movies in his, in his catalog. He's going to tell you what he thinks are the best horror movies of all time. Meanwhile, we have another one to cap off our Halloween celebration, which finishes today, obviously. With a movie that's pretty old, the recognizable, not necessarily the character, well, the character and the star were both extraordinarily recognizable and are still today. So that's the hint I'll give you as we start the first of 3 audio clues from this movie, which we're going to ask you to identify, and then call us at 888-302-3684. If you have not won before in Movie Moments, you'll get a swell prize if you're the first one in to identify this movie.
I bid you welcome.
What do you think of that, Chuck? You probably got it already, right? Roberta's got
one
it.
More
guy's
one
a hero.
More plus.
Next clue.
There are far worse things waiting, man, than death.
This guy was a silent star, and then he became a talkie. 888-302-3684. Last clue.
Listen to them. Children of the night. What music they make.
All right. Sounds like Louis.
Pretty good voice, I'd say.
Right. All right. What's the name of that movie and who's the star? 888-302-3684. If I tell you it goes back to Halloween 1931, does that help you any? It's always dusted off at this time of year. A pretty interesting cultural thing. It's like the War of the Worlds and some of the other things that are so unique to American pop culture. This is one of them. 888-302-3684. In a minute, Chucker lists the top five horror movies from his perspective here on Good Day.
If you're a responsible homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your responsibility. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for responsible homeowners who are current on their payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. Over 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 33.
All right. Chucker wants to give us the list of what he thinks are the scariest or best
These are my top five favorite horror films that I enjoy watching at this time of year. Number five, Doug, Fright Night from 1985. I still believe that Chris Sarandon is the best vampire ever. I think he's tremendous in that film, and I like Roddy McDowall. Number four, a little bit of a surprise. I'm going to go with Halloween 2, the direct sequel to John Carpenter's 1978 film. This one came out in 1981.
Michael Myers. This is the anniversary of the opening of Vampires, another John Carpenter movie. James Woods, Daniel Baldwin, on this date, 1998, Chucker.
I like it. It's not a great film. Number three, Nightmare on Elm Street with Robert Englund and Freddy Krueger. Film still holds up today. Very scary. Number two, George Romero's Dawn of the Dead from 1978. For me, the Gone with the Wind of the horror genre. And number one, 1973's The Exorcist, the most influential and captivating horror film ever made. Still as scary as it was back in the 70s. So there you have it, Doug. These are the five I like to watch during this time of year.
I also know with interest that Boogie Nights opened on this date in U.S. theaters. Mark Wahlberg, Julianne Moore, Burt Reynolds, Don Cheadle, Heather
Terrific
Graham.
Film. And the ending was the best part.
Jennifer liked the end. All right, let's go to Tucson and Chris, who's listening there. All right, Chris, what movie? I can't get him on the air for some reason, Michael, so you want to put Chris on. Chris, what's the name of the movie?
Dracula.
You got it, sir. Hold on for the prize. Thank you. Happy Halloween, 59 past the hour.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.